This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a full-blown philanthropic scandal going on over in the UK. Britain's main charity regulator has launched an inquiry into the aid group Oxfam amid allegations the agency covered up a sex scandal involving some of its senior staff. There is money on the line to be lost, of course, but also the not-small matter for any charitable organization of misplaced public trust. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
In the aftermath of the earthquake in 2010, hundreds of aid workers descended on Haiti, among them some Oxfam staffers. It later emerged that a handful of them had engaged in sexual misconduct. The details were shocking. They had partied and paid local women for sex in that devastated and traumatized country. Some, it's feared, may have used underage prostitutes. An instance of exploitation and betrayal, says former British government minister Andrew Mitchell.
This is a shudderingly awful tale. Terrible on every single level. It eclipses the fact that Oxfam is one of the most brilliant humanitarian organisations in the world.
But many felt the organisation fell short when, in 2011, it discovered what had been going on. Four of the workers were quietly fired, another three were allowed to resign, two of them went on to work for other aid agencies. Details of the misconduct were not fully reported. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring, who wasn't in office at the time, says the group was at a loss to know what to do.
At that time, the use of prostitutes was not explicitly contrary to Oxfam's code of conduct. So there was an exploration of, well, how should the organisation respond?
The response, it now admits, was woefully inadequate. Some critics say Oxfam was motivated mostly by concern about the impact of these revelations on funding. Dame Hilary Bloom of the Charities Advisory Trust.
If you see your charity as an operation to raise money and you think that what you're doing is about money, then you want to keep very quiet about it.
If money was the motivation in playing down the scandal, it's horribly backfired. The British government pays Oxfam a grant of $43 million a year. Minister Penny Mordaunt has an ominous message for the aid agency.
If the moral leadership at the top of the organisation isn't there, then we cannot have you as a partner.
And the European Union has also warned that it could pull its $40 million grant from the group. Most worrying for Oxfam, though, is what happens to public opinion. The agency draws the bulk of its $400 million annual British revenues from public donations. Member of Parliament and former aid worker Peter Kyle.
This scandal could bring Oxfam to its knees, and the people who will suffer the most will be the thousands of people who depend on the work that Oxfam does.
Barring any further damaging revelations, Oxfam does seem likely to survive, but its revenues will be dented, and the episode may further erode public support for the whole UK aid budget, at $19 billion a year, one of the biggest in the world. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.